Welcome everyone to Wednesday night service. Hi. Hello to our friends down under and all around. Piper says hi. Welcome to those at Sunrise Ranch and Canada. Oh wow. Got all kinds of family tonight. Yay. Great to see everyone. People are still coming. Welcome, welcome. Lana and I are focusing service tonight with you. With all your contributions, tonight's focus will be on spiritual activation. I don't know what attunement service isn't focused on that, but different variations of it, and we've got our own unique twist on it tonight, so be ready. Being spiritually activated and spiritually activating, for me, that's, you know, courageous, it's vulnerable, taking responsibility, bottom lining things, and finding joy in life. Finding joy to be activated by the all that is, and finding joy at activating and welcoming that in all, in work, in our interactions. So we're gonna start right off the bat here in listening pairs. And Lana and I are going to model what we're going to do. There's a, it's like a singing prayer. I am saying thank you. Not sure if everyone's familiar with that, but no worries. We're going to go through it now. The words are, I am saying thank you. I am saying thank you. I am saying thank you. Thank you is my practice. And we'll have the words in the chat as well. Lana and I are going to model it for you. When you go into your listening pairs, very quickly, try to decide who's going to be person A and person B. Person A will go first and sing the whole thing. Usually there's a call and response, but we want it to be just one way. So person A is activating person B, and person B is being activated by person A. And just receiving, whatever that means, if you want to have your eyes open or closed, your arms open, or in prayer, or just in your lap, however you want to be activated, how do you feel comfortable doing that? That's up to you. And then when that's complete, you'll switch, and person B will then activate and share the song prayer for person A. So. If you don't sing, Chase is like, what if you don't sing? Don't worry about the singing. Think of it as a chant. Think of it as your heart speaking and saying thank you. And you may not know the person that you're singing this, speaking these words to from your heart, but you're in the moment with them now, and you can be thankful for that. You can be thankful for this breath, this moment with them. Are you ready, Lana? Okay, so we go into our listening pairs and then we decide who's person A. Lana, you want to be person A or you want me to?
I'm A.
You're A. All right, so I'm B.
All right, so I'm just going to go right into it. I am saying thank you. I am saying thank you. I am saying thank you. Thank you is my practice.
And as B, I receive that. Then I give to her. I am saying thank you. I am saying thank you. I am saying thank you. Thank you is my practice. Touching into that gratitude for life and sharing that with one person or two if you get a bonus person with you. So here we go. Oh, I'm sorry. One other thing before we go. We're going to do this two times. So one set of pairs, We're going to come back out, and then we're going to have another set of pairs. I know, right? Bonus round. Yes. Thanks, Chris, Maestro, tonight. Thank you for going with that. It's something to be thanking someone. So much to be thankful for, whether you know them or not. Even Piper, that really wants to be on my lap right now. I'm going to pass it on to JJ. She's going to share for a few minutes about being spiritually activated. Welcome, JJ.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Okay, good. So I would like to share with you my favorite spiritual practice to activate myself. And many of you have heard me talk about this exercise before, but I don't care because there's going to be somebody new. And it made such a big difference in my life. It was an exercise that I got from a Science of Mind magazine from the 1940s. And I think it was Dr. Holliday that talked about this, but he said that it's such an important thing to have a good relationship with that is within you if you name it, if you make it personal to yourself. And Jesus called it the Father within. And then he even personalized it more and said, Abba, when he was on the cross, and that's Daddy. You know, can you imagine calling your divine self Daddy? You know, I knew a lady who said, my sweet daddy, because he gives me everything, you know. So I made up, when I first heard the exercise, it came to me as like in Spanish, mi vida, mi amor. This is my life that comes through me like nobody else. It will not dance the light through anybody else the way that it will through me. So my light, my love, mi vida, mi amor. And I can love in different ways than anybody else. You know, we're so unique. So, and then I made up some, just a word for me. And I get shy about sharing it, but most of you know what it is anyways. But, and so it's a nickname, you know, so that I can, God is too big. When you say God through in me, you know, that's kind of hard to get down face to face with and have a personal relationship with. But if you have a special name, then you can do that. So I just like to take a minute, everybody, and take a deep breath and go inside and feel that life. Tu vida, tu amor. That's your life, your love. And just in the way that I explained it, nobody else gets to shine that light through the template of the prism that you are. We all have different lights and different flashes of lights. And so when you get face to face with this and know that when we're giving and taking divine love, when that is within you loves you and you are reciprocating, there you go, with that love back, where you can just love. Love loves to love. So when I go in and I have this nickname for me, I can go, oh, thank God you're here. I can let go. I can listen. I can be guided. I can ask. I'm secure and comforted. I'm safe. All those things come from that is within me. And I love it. I am so glad that it's here in me and that I know about it. And so when you have this face-to-face relationship, that activates you. You know, like that, when you know who you are, you can feel it and it's you and whatever name you've got going, you and your sweetie pie, you and your comforter, your all the names that they say in the Bible about the wondrous one, you know, the savior, it actually is a savior. We didn't go, oh, thank God you're here, and attune with it and let it take over your life. So that's my little thing about doing that. And I hope that you all do put a little nickname with that is within you so that you can have that wonderful close relationship with who you are and be activated by it. Just let it shine through you. And I certainly see it shining through whole bunches of people here at the ranch. I can see it in your eyes. The love light is there, and you are attuning beautifully with it. Hope I used up my time and not over. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, JJ. I love that nickname. I say my beloved. I open to my beloved. And I don't know about you, but I could feel the activation within JJ as she's speaking and sharing and talking about activation. Can you feel that? Can you feel my activation? Because I feel activated. I definitely feel Source, my beloved, flowing through me and guiding my words and guiding my body and radiating out. I can feel it radiating out into this Zoom call, into the room, into my, like I said, my thoughts, my actions, my smile. I'm very much feeling activated. And it's, you know, it's definitely my choice. It's my choice to come back and center myself and open myself for that activation to happen. Whenever I get knocked off center, and it happens to all of us, we're human. When I, you know, listen to the news, for example, and I hear something and I can feel it. We can feel it when we just kind of get heavy. And in that moment, for me at least, I remind myself that I have a choice. I may not know what to do exactly, but I have the choice to center myself. And I have the choice to maybe surrender whatever it is that, you know, I'm holding on to so that I can create a space for that activation to happen. And I know because experience, I guess, because I've done it a lot, intuitively also, but I know that spiritual activation that moves through me, as long as I'm allowing it, it knows what to do. So in essence, I will know what to do, or I do know what to do when it comes, when I'm activated. And part of it, I guess, is surrendering the need to know and just knowing that it will happen, knowing that it will be. So when I think of how do I activate my world? How do I activate others? It's not something where, you know, I expect that if I do this, they will respond this way. I have to kind of surrender that. I can't, you know, expect to change other people necessarily. But I know that if I work on myself as in, like, you know, do my work so that I can be that channel and allow that activation, that activating source will do its work in the world. It will, you know, affect my thoughts, affect my actions, affect my whole being, and that affects the field. And I know that we're all connected to that field. I know that that's the only way I can really activate the world, is just by being activated in my world and recentering and re-presencing every time I know I need to. And, you know, sometimes I pray for an activation and I'm intentional. Like, you know, I pray for the activation of peace in my body and stillness. And sometimes I don't know what exactly to call for. So I just, you know, clear my mind and come back to center. And it's a little harder because, you know, maybe it's easier that second way, just surrendering to the activation, surrendering to source. And I say it's easier because your mind gets out of the way. Like, that's a lot of times when I'm off center and not being activated, it's because my mind is like really going for it. And so when I can still my mind and just re-presence and allow the activation to occur and allow it to move however it needs to be, like however it needs to move in the world, that's powerful. And that's what I have for us tonight. Thank you. And I'm leading the next part. So we are going to do a little activity together. We are going to go into small groups. You're going to have a big chunk of time in the small group. Each group is going to have a leader or like a point person. It's going to begin the group with a reading. And the reading is designed to help activate one of the seven spirits. So seven groups, seven spirits. So you're going to be randomly put into a group. And after you read, after you listen to the reading, I would like you to bring yourself into a place where you can invite that activation in and then discuss. Talk about what it means to be activated in that way. Talk about how you bring that activation into the world, into your relationships. And when you've had a little discussion, I'd like you all to co-create a mudra or a symbolic hand gesture like this that represents that activation. There, Kia, he's given some good examples. So Chris is going to be so kind as to put those instructions in the chat, and he's going to break us up into these groups. We're going to have 15 minutes total. So please be mindful that everyone gets a chance to share. And by the end, you all have a unified mudra to bring to the group.
And then you're going to bring the mudra back to the larger group and share it with the group, with the larger group. So your small group will share your mudra with the larger group. So decide who's going to be your representative in that of your group. So if I was leading a group, maybe I'm the representative. When we come back to the larger group, I will be the one introducing the mudra to the larger group, and everyone will join in together. Okay? And the instructions are in the chat.
All right, we're all beginning to come back now. Looks like we're all here. So I'm going to start calling on the representative from each spirit, and you'll just share a little bit about your group discussion and show us and teach us your mudra. So they'll teach us the mudra, and then we will all follow along. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with the spirit of blessing, Keahi.
Oh, great. Awesome. I'm glad we're going first. Yay. Piper was in the love blessing too. So we had a great conversation, our group. And is Soma, the Ewings, Michelle, Rachel, and myself. And the spirit of blessing and being the very feeling of home. And the very feeling of home is different for everyone. You know, I have friends that tamales is a feeling of home, and I feel like a lit candle at dinner is home. Or, you know, I've felt it in various ways throughout my life with people that weren't family, that but are family in cosmic divine family. A lot of you here, you know, and just being that and letting it flow through us, and knowing that. We are that, seeing that in each other and radiating it, inviting it ever more. So like a flower blooming and then flowing into our worlds and then coming back to us, we combined everyone's little piece of a mudra into one, and Rachel's going to walk us through that.
All right, so we're going to cup our hands in the enfoldment of love. Bring them, touching your pinky ring all the way down to your thumbs, putting your middle finger down in the shape of a heart and making a pyramid. Oh, okay. The next part is that we swish it up and give gratitude.
Thank you, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So now we'll hear from the spirit of the new earth.
Okay, our group was Patricia and Tom, Sarah and Samuel, and Pat and Fran. And Patricia's going to share what we did in our mudra.
Right. So our mudra was spirit coming down, moving into the new earth, actually fertilizing. That's one of the things that we touched on, fertilizing and invigorating, and that it moves up and out. So here is our mudra. Spirit coming down, coming out, up and out.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Next, we'll have the spirit of the single eye.
Hello. My group was Peter and Nancy and Marilyn and Gary and myself, I believe. And what's fascinating is the way that I perceived our conversation, that everything eventually comes to that oneness, that connection, that deep presence within, that alignment. And some people might do it through stillness. Other people might do it through movement and breath. So there were different ways that people would do it. Maybe you use your mind to clear the focus, but the focus is always from that deep connection within and the relationships to others from that deep place within, and focusing on the perfection that we are and coming to a place of spirit always and how we see and know things around us and also know ourselves from spirit to that personality, to the creature as Peter named it. And so we came up with a mudra. You start up with your hands up, connecting to source in that perfect alignment with 6 o'clock. And then you come down and you come into perfect vision with the eyes. And then you come down to the deep place of centeredness in the heart. And then we sparkle out with our radiance out into the world. Thank you.
That's so beautiful. Can we do that one more time? We go up to source.
Up to source in alignment with 6 o'clock, down into our perfect vision, into that deep space of our heart, and sparkling our radiance out into the world. That gives me chills.
Two. Thank you. Next, we'll have the spirit of purification.
Hi. We spoke of the spirit of purification as the crossover point from the visible to the invisible, feeling the flow from below upward and above downward. We spoke of releasing from the body, including in the form of laughter, that tears of joy and laughter bring the spirit of purification and activates the thymus and the lungs. So our movement begins with arms to the side, and then arms rising above the head, and then hands coming down in front of the body, back out to the side, and then repeats that circle again, coming down in front of the body, and then ends in a double check intersect of the crossover point. And a little flare of whatever you want to do here at this point.
It's so beautiful to see all of our hands move in unison. We're like little angels here. Okay, next we're going to have the spirit of life.
Thank you, Lana. So it was a great conversation in our group. It was Chase and Lyndall, Phyllis and Tom and Layla and myself. And the reading was so beautiful. And after it, I could tell as people were talking about it, we were talking about how the spirit of life is, it's movement. It's this, in the poem, it's like, I am the spirit of life. I am the conscious universe, ever evolving. I'm forever becoming. So, and as everybody was talking about that, the mudra was being born as they're describing how that feels as that spirit is activated. So how we came to our mudra is like this, because it's a movement. It's like first, like, let's opening up to the all that is, and we're bringing that down. And then bringing it out into our world through our words, this ever expanding movement of coming down and then expressing and just
such a beautiful time that we had together. So thank you all.
That's so beautiful. Thank you. Next, we'll hear from the spirit of the womb.
Thank you. In my group, we had Jewel, Linda Moore, Bruce, and Melissa, and myself. And we had a consideration about what it means to do, to activate the spirit of the womb by seeing a larger world that you hold, and also by realizing in relationship that there's reciprocity of being cared for and caring for, holding space and being held. And I'll hand it over to Bruce and Melissa to demonstrate our mudra.
We're just expanding on what Jane said, a very maternal, nurturing, loving energy, which can be as simple as a mother to a child, or a mother that we might feel towards anyone that's vulnerable in our world, and also maternal and nurturing and protection of the earth and of humanity in general.
Begin with the left hand. Come in.
We welcome you.
And then the right hand comes across. We welcome the world. And then we just hold the world and each other in this womb space. We welcome you. We welcome the world.
Yeah, it feels really comforting. Like, it's like we're a baby and we're cradling ourselves. It feels like.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel the spirit of the womb. How about you guys?
Yeah.
So now we are going to hear from the spirit of love.
Thank you, and thank you all. And when our line fell out, the spirit of love drew us all back together to reconnect. Thank you. In the group, we had Katie, Jennifer, David, Jerry, and Justin and myself. And the word reciprocity has been mentioned by several, and it certainly came with up with us, that the activating of love within ourselves meant we had it to give, and the love from the world activated it in us. So that was a strong message and a strong longing. We spoke about the challenge of being in the world and losing track of the spirit of love, that possibility. But as we do activities such as we're doing now, the love, that pattern is stronger and stronger, so that we call on these spirits and the spirit of love more quickly. And Jennifer, I think, is going to share and lead our mudra creation.
Hello. Our mudra starts with both your hands on your chest. And then from there will be the activation of love. We'll go into the heart and we're going to spread it out to everyone. And then jazz.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for participating in this. Before I pass the baton, I just want to invite you, anytime you need to invoke a spirit, you can find the mudra. You can make your own mudra and invoke it that way. It's such a powerful way to bring in a spiritual activation for yourself whenever you need it. So with that, I'm going to pass over to Keahi to complete our evening together. Thank you.
Let's breathe that in, hey? Okay, we're all hula masters now. We've all done, 7 different hula steps, so let's put it all together. No, I'm joking. But really, hula is a sacred movement. It is speaking our heart's voice. Right? It's putting the motion to movement what our hearts feel and know is true. We all just did this. You call it mudras or dance or anything, you know, and we spoke it in our words. We were activated and activating for each other. All so unique. I loved seeing all the hands moving together, you know. I love how jazz hands, you know, is always involved, you know. We were all unique lights, all unique. What did JJ say? I typed it in a chat. The template. We are all templates of the prism we are. That we are. And in the prism, there's all these different unique colors and tones of these colors, feelings, vibes. And we're not always one color. I feel like throughout my life, I've changed. Throughout my day, I can change. I see and I reflect. I be so uniquely, but yet so true to the core of all being that we all are. I feel like we are inviters of this in our world. I'm so thankful to be able to practice, exercise, share this truth. But it's not always accepted out there. But the more we know it as true, the more we feel comfortable sharing that, expressing this, the more our worlds will be comfortable knowing it and expressing it and being it. Let this be the new norm, okay? Yes, let this be the new norm. I'd like to give a few minutes to open the floor for any sharings.
Thanks, Kiahi. It has been said that when the value of a mudra, where you're moving your body intentionally to represent an activation, you stimulate new neurotransmitters in your own brain. And so to use a mudra to remind you that you're capable of that activation, it magnifies it. And so even though, you know, they might seem simple, it really does something of activation, not only for getting you centered, but for letting the current of that move. So I really give thanks for the artistic expression. It's artistic, but it's also physical, and it matters. Thank you.
Thanks, Jane. I just wanted to share how all the energy activations, you know, require a couple steps. And it seems like everybody brought that. Like there's some sort of start point and then moving through a process into that activation. And it was just cool to see how all the different ones had the, like, from here to here to here.
Interesting how, like, the one law describes all these levels of stuff moving out. Activation is including sacredness, stillness, all that. But there's this motion of expansion through one's capacity, a blessing. And so I think ultimately you reach a point of collective sacredness together, wholesome holiness together.
I just felt, thank you so much, Bob. I felt the scintillating activation of youth tonight. And I felt it within the two of you, but within myself, this core of, also the core of harmony. There was a core of harmony with us tonight that it's just so exquisite and so tangible. And I felt it. It's amazing among us. And speaking, as you're saying, Kiahi, the dance. We were speaking of the dance and physically knowing the dance and sharing the dance with the world. You know, it just takes that focus and that energy and that harmony and that extension of ourselves to allow the world to feel it in spades. So I did tonight, and I know the world did too. So thank you so much, both of you. Oh, the joy of useful expression, but it's just more, it's more than that. It's the expression of spirit in the moment. Thank you so much.
I really, really enjoyed the flow of the service. So thank you for bringing this tonight. I enjoyed the co-creative process that was given birth from the heart and from our own direct experience of these spirits. It was very cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Jewel, and thank you all. It was great to have Justin Free to join me today, Thursday morning here. So I'm delighted to have had Justin say, oh, could I be there with you? Yes, please. So we've had fun here with our mudras and wonderful to share this process. I second the comments that have been made. Just a life-giving session. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you all. And when Marilyn was speaking there about the dance, it kind of evoked the idea of, you know, when you learn a new dance, you've got to learn new steps. And sometimes learning new steps is a bit tricky and it can feel a bit clumsy and clunky. But ultimately, you end up with something really beautiful at the end. And it was a real joy to be coordinated with you guys in learning some new steps. And I think coming up with something really beautiful to share. So, thank you very much.
Welcome, Justin.
Thank you, sir.
What a gift. Thank you. Thank you, Justin. Thank you all. Oh, the dance, the message of our hearts. I'm here for this. Lana, would you like to say anything?
Just that I bet you guys didn't know that you're going to sing and dance during service. Thank you all so much for participating and joining in. If y'all want to unmute, we can just say a big goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Nancy.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good joy.